On this Wednesday in Holy Week, our story comes from the Gospel of Luke, and it tells of the preparation for the Passover. After that incredible entry into Jerusalem and then the chaos in the temple, we had been spending most of our evenings in Bethany, often with Lazarus and his sister. We thought that the Master was comfortable there and would stay safely outside the city for Passover. But no, as ever, he had something else on his mind. So he sent John and me off into Jerusalem to find somewhere to prepare for Passover. I guess that it's an honour to be asked, but I've been with him for nearly the longest, though Andrew sometimes tells it differently. So why didn't he send a more junior disciple? Well, whatever. His instructions were both clear and very strange. He said that we were to be met by a man carrying a water jar. Now, I don't know if you understand how it is here in our country in this time, but men do not carry water jars. That is women's work. So the very suggestion was really quite ridiculous. But we had learned a couple of days ago that the Master has a very different view and understanding of this world. So as he asked, off we went, walking fast to get ahead of the main group, wondering what we would find. The city gates were crowded as ever. In the build-up to Passover, the city was full, and it seemed it would be totally impossible to find anyone. Then John pointed out a man carrying a jar of water. Just how did the Master know? And as directed, we followed him. We guessed he was a sort of servant. He entered a house. And as the Master told us, so we asked the owner if the Master could use a room. The words "the teacher asked" seemed to be the key. He was expecting us and showed us to a magnificent large room which we could prepare. We set about tidying the room. It's a good thing that we were fishermen and used to hard work. There was a table and mattresses to arrange so that we could all recline. In fact, everything that we could need. It needed cleaning a bit, but somehow it seemed right to do it. But don't tell my wife, or I won't hear the end of it. Later, some of the women arrived with food to cook, and a wonderful smell soon filled the place. Then we knew that the Master and the rest of the group would be close. For a moment, it seemed that we have arrived safely in Jerusalem without crowds gathering and very little fuss. We had managed to get into the city without trouble, and it seemed that we would have a good Passover. But somewhere in all our minds was the worry. Could this last? Would the Pharisees and scribes find Jesus? What would happen?